Here is Jorgen Johnson. He is going up against Bryce Larson of Gothenburg as we start the Class B 126-pound fifth-place match. Jorgen Johnson and Bryce Larson of Gothenburg. So now Jorgen takes a shot. He's got Larson wrapped around the torso. Larson, though, got a hold of Jorgen's left ankle, trying to drive him. Jorgen is 37-15. He was third in the B4 districts. He defeated Bryce Larson for third place in our district tournament by a 5-2 decision. So these two wrestlers pretty familiar with each other. Larson is 48-7. Now they come back to the center of the mat. No points awarded, so still no score. We have 10 seconds remaining in period number one. Now again, Larson down on his knees, looks to take a shot. Jorgen's able to fight it off. Now the wrestlers again, both on their feet. Jorgen reaches in, tries to grab a single leg, takes a shot at the leg, but can't get it, and the period will end. No score after one period. Jorgen Johnson of Alliance, Bryce Larson of Gothenburg. Again, Jorgen in the blue and silver singlet, the all-white for Jorgen, or for Bryce Larson. Now we begin period number two. Both wrestlers up on their feet. Jorgen Johnson swipes at the head of Larson. Larson now looks to take a shot. Johnson backs away from it. They lock up in the center of the mat. Larson down on his knees. Jorgen takes a shot. And again, they lock up once again. Larson down on his knees. Jorgen just driving straight ahead with his legs. Now both wrestlers are up on their feet, but they are headlocked right on the left-hand side of the mat. Working their way around, and they roll off the mat. They're out of bounds. No points. No points awarded. Larson had kind of thrown Jorgen a little bit there, but no points awarded. So we're back to the center of the mat. Both wrestlers on their feet. No score in this 126-pound fifth-place match. Jorgen Johnson, a fourth-place finisher last year for the Bulldogs. He's looking to finish fifth this year. He will finish fifth with a victory here if he can win this match. No score. We have 1 minute remaining in period number two. Both wrestlers on their feet as they lock up near the bottom part of the mat here. Now both wrestlers down on their knees as they, again, lock up arms. Both looking to take a shot. Jorgen looking to sneak around behind, but Larson able to get an arm around his waist and keep him from doing that. Jorgen almost had the takedown, though. Let's see. Now they're back up on their feet. Back up on their feet once again. No points awarded. We're down to 30 seconds remaining, and we will come back to the center of the mat as they're off the mat. So back to the center of the mat. No points as of yet, so 0-0, no score. Down to our final 30 seconds to go here in period number two. These two young men know each other pretty well. They wrestled each other for third and fourth in the B4 districts just a week ago. Now again, both wrestlers on their feet. They lock up near the scorer's table. Again, Larson, very, very quick, tries to take a shot, gets around. He's got the leg of Jorgen Johnson. He picks Jorgie up. Let's see if he can get the takedown here. And he will take Jorgen down. He'll get the two-point takedown just as the period ends. And so Bryce Larson takes a 2-0 lead over Jorgen Johnson as we begin the third period. Bryce Larson of Gothenburg leading Jorgen Johnson of Alliance 2-0. Now the third period underway. On the whistle, Jorgen immediately sits out, and he will try and spin away, but Larson working him on the top. Jorgen, though, up onto his feet, desperately trying to get away, trying to break that hold. But Larson again breaks him right back down into the mat. Now Jorgen Johnson again up on his knees. But Larson again working him from the top, got his right arm wrapped around the torso, looking to tie up Jorgen's left arm. They continue to roll around in the middle of the mat. Jorgen again just trying to roll away from him, desperately trying to stand up. He needs an escape and then a takedown, and he may have the reversal. He may have the reversal. He has got Larson. He has got Larson on his back. He gets the reversal, and we're tied up at 2-2. Jorgen Johnson has reversed Bryce Larson, and now we're tied up 2-2. We are a minute and 9 seconds to go in this match. We are tied up 2-2. Jorgen Johnson now on top of Larson, and if Jorgie can roll him over, maybe get some back points here. The thing he cannot do is let Larson get away. We're less than a minute to go. We are tied up at 2-2. That was a fantastic move there by Jorgen Johnson. He just quickly popped his head out, flipped around, and got behind him for the reversal. So 2-2, we're tied up. We're 40 seconds to go in this match. Larson again straining on the bottom. Jorgen working him on the top. Now Jorgie needs to see if he can turn Larson. If he can, he'll wrap up and tie up his right leg. He's looking to get him into a cradle if he can, but nope. Again, Larson just too wiry, and Jorgen can't make much of a move on him. They continue to be tied up right down here near the bottom of the mat. 2-2, we are all tied up. We're 15 seconds to go in this match. Jorgie can't let Larson get away. That's the thing. He cannot let him get away. We're 10 seconds to go in the match. 2-2, we're all tied up. Jorgen looking to cradle him up if he can, and the period ends. And we are tied at 2-2. We are going to overtime. We are headed to overtime here, tied at 2-2. Jorgen Johnson of Alliance, Bryce Larson of Gothenburg. Wrestlers start off in the up position. We are all tied up at 2 apiece. It is Larson now who is down on one knee. He reaches in, ties up Jorgen Johnson, looks to take a shot. Jorgie backs away from it. Again, both wrestlers now up on their feet. Jorgen takes a shot, and again, Larson backs away from it. So they continue to remain tied up near the top of the mat, near the scorer's table, over by the Ogallala coach's box. Excuse me, the Gothenburg coach's box. They continue to be on their feet. Larson takes a shot. He's got Jordan's left leg wrapped up. Now Jorgie going to tie up the other leg of Larson. So they're just kind of in a little, almost a stalemate-type position there as they continue to work. They continue to work. Time running out. 10 seconds to go. Well, now they stop the clock. 13 seconds to go, excuse me, as they are off the mat. Now on the whistle, Jorgen takes a shot, but he's whistled for a caution. Now with 10 seconds to go, again, Jorgen takes a shot. We're still tied 2-2, and here is Larson. He's got Jorgen. He's got Jorgen taken down, and 2 seconds to go. And we've got an official's timeout, or is the match over? There's still 1 second left on the clock, but I think the match is over. It is. It's sudden death. And it's going to be Bryce Larson winning it by a 4-2 overtime decision. So Jorgen Johnson will finish in sixth place here in this state tournament. He loses a tough overtime 4-2 decision. So Jorgen finishes his sophomore season 37-16 and a sixth place medal here in the state tournament. He's disappointed, I know, but the thing about that is you got to remember, Jorgen lost his first round match. He lost in the first round, and he came back all the way through to get into these medal rounds, and he brings home a sixth place medal. So congratulations. Great job there, Jorgen Johnson. I know he's disappointed in losing the match, but he brings home a sixth place medal nonetheless. Bryce Larson wins it in overtime 4-2.